Steide, Teremeister, Chafbeis, Edeltof, Steinsein, Rav Moshe Wolberg.
Parshas Nitzavim, we always read Le'elam Kaden, Parshas Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. The Parshas, the reason is, you're supposed to read the Klolas, the Teichacha, before Rosh Hashanah. You don't want that the Teichacha should be right before Rosh Hashanah, so there's a hefsek of Parshas Nitzavim between the Teichacha and Rosh Hashanah. That's Alderech HaPshat. But it's brought down, the Alter Rebbe brings in Likut Teira, that the Taich of Atem Nitzavim Hayim Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Likechem, that the word Hayim, based on the Zayar, the Hayim refers to Rosh Hashanah. And what's the Taich? Atem Nitzavim Hayim Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Likechem. Pshat is, Rosh Hashanah, what's the Inyan of Rosh Hashanah? What's the Iker Inyan of Rosh Hashanah? The Iker of Rosh Hashanah is Imru Lefani Malchias Kedesha Tam Lichuni Alechem. Rosh Hashanah is the coronation of the Melech, of the King. This is the Eberster Kaviyochel, you have to understand exactly, but the Eberster Kaviyochel only accepts upon himself to be a king for a year. That's Mireishas Hashanah V'Adachar Shanah. The Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya, in Igeres HaKodesh, that there's a hashpah, there's a chayis, a likid, that the Eberster gives for a year. He gives for a year. When it comes Erev Rosh Hashanah, Kaviyochel is Keilu, the Eberster has to reconsider whether or not he wants to be a melech on the world and he wants to create the world. And that comes through Avedas Yisrael, the Ikas Bameh B'Shefer, through the Bittl of Yidden to the Eberster, that the Yidden are Mevatel themselves to the Eberster, and Kaviyochel, the Eberster again accepts him on himself to be a melech. But in order for that to happen, so he brings the Pasuk, Vayhi B'Shurin Melech, Be'esasif Rosh Hashanah, Yachad Shifti Yisrael. Only through the fact that the Yidna be'esasvos and be'yachad, only then there could be the Vayhi B'Shurin Melech. So that's the word of Atem Nitzavim Hayim Kulchem, Lifnei Hashem Alekechem. The Knetz is on the word Kulchem, that everyone is here together, Be'bchinas, Be'esasif Rosh Hashanah, Yachad. And only that way there could be the Inyan of the Hamlachas the Eberster. That's why we read Atem Nitzav Mayim before Rosh Hashanah. There's also a vort, just sure a vort, the vort was said already, Mustama came upon him, there's a vort of the Baal Shem Tov, that we know that the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, we always bench Rosh Chodesh. That's the Birchas HaChodesh, Mevarchem HaChodesh. The Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, we don't make Birchas HaChodesh. The Derech HaPshat, Levalvel Sasotin, Bakesel Yem Chageinu, we don't say Birchas HaChodesh, the Shabbos before Tishrei. However, there's a word, B'Shem de Baal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov said that Bechlal, every, on Shabbos Mevarchem, of Chodesh Tishrei, the Eberster himself benches the Chodesh. Normally, the Yidden bench the Chodesh. But on Shabbos of before Tishrei, the Eberster himself benches the Chodesh. And what's the bracha of the Eberster? What's the nusach of the bracha of the Eberster? The nusach of the bracha of the Eberster is Atem Nitzavim Ayim Kulchem. The Nitzavim Ve'imdim Bedin, that the Eberster gives, benches the Yidden with a bracha, that everyone should be Nitzavim Hayim Kulchem, that there should be Nitzavim Bedin. And Bekeach, that the Eberster benches Yidden on Chodesh Tishrei, and Chodesh Tishrei is Chodesh HaShvi, which Shvi is also Miloshen Seva, satiated, which means it's Muzba Bakeh, like it's brought down in Medrash. So in Mele, B'keach of the bracha that the Eberster benches Yidden on Tishrei, so the Yidden have the keach to bench the Chadoshim the other 11 months of the year. That's a vort of the Baal Shem Tov, Bechlolos. So this is also connected to the vort Kulchem, because the bracha that a Yid expects, that we'll all get from the Eberster, Birchas Ksiva Vachsima Teva, so that bracha comes with Barcheinu Avinu Kulanu Keachot. When the Yid not together, Na'efen of Kulchem, Atim Nitzav Mayim Kulchem, when Yid not together as Kulchem, so that enables them to be able to be Machto the Eberster, Bis Asif Rosh Hashanah. So then there's Vayhi Bishurin Melech, and also the Kulchem is the keli for the bracha, and then it's atem nitzavim hayim kulchem. A person looks at himself as an individual, so yesh lodin, Masha'inkin, if a Yid looks at himself as a chelik of Klal Yisrael, that's how he perceives himself, and that's how he relates to himself, so then it becomes the bracha of the Eibershter, Atem Nitzav Mayim Kulchem, Lifnei Havaya Lekech. That's the chlolus inyan. The Maisi is the Poshtip Shat in the Pasuk. What's the Poshtip Shat in the Pasuk? The Poshtip Shat in the Pasuk is L'chura Atem Nitzav Mayim Kulchem, and that's L'Avrucha Bevris Hashem Olikecha, Uve Elose, the inyan of L'Avrucha Bevris. What's this inyan of La'avrucha bevris? So the Maisis in Rashi is also merumis, but in Erechayim it says mefurish. Kliyoker talks about it mefurish, that the inyan over here was the Kabbalah's arvus. The concept that Kol Yisrael arevim zebozeh, this concept was happened now. Hagam, the Gemara says, that Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the arvus really only started when they came to Eretz Yisrael. But nevertheless, the Kabbalah Sarvus was now. And the Chalei Sarvus happened only when they came to Eretz Yisrael. But the union of La'avrucha Bevris, the La'avrucha Bevris now was the union of Arvus. And this idea that Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh, which means Bepashtus, Yidna responsible one for the other, one is not only a Psa'inyan, but a Psa'inyan Agoda, it's an Inyan Allah, it's a thing which is Negel Allah. The Gemara says, That Bechlal, there is a musik called Shemea Kein. Someone that Shemea Kein, which means if you hear a bracha, you could be Yaitse with Shemea Kein. But Medvar Mamurim Lechuriv, that person is Mechuyiv in the bracha. Mashengen, if a person says a bracha and he's not Mechuyiv in the bracha, so then there's no din of Shemea Kein. So someone that's Mechuyiv can be Meitzi. What happens, someone that was Mechuyiv, and he was Yetzer already. He was Yetzer. Kala Mechuyiv B'Dovra. See, even though he was Yetzer, so the Gemara says, that even though the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that even though he was Yetzer, from Dezvein he can be Meitzer. He can be Meitzi. That's the din. Kala Brachas Kulam, Afal Pi Sheyotzer Meitzi. Even all the Brachas, even though he was Yetzer the Bracha, from Dezvein he can be Meitzi the Bracha. Why? L'chura, he was Yetzer the Bracha. So Rashi says over there, the Ran, that the time is Arvus. Notice, even though you are Yoytzer the Bracha, just get this straight. Even though you are Yoytzer the Bracha, notice you already made Kiddush, Lamazam. You already made Kiddush. But someone else didn't make Kiddush. So how could you make Kiddush for them? So obviously, if you're Mechuyev to make Kiddush, and that person is listening to your Kiddush, obviously that person could be Yoytzer. That's the Gemara in Sukkah Shemeya Kein. Masha'inkin, if you were already Yitzhak Kiddush. So Lechura, how could you make Kiddush for someone else? So that's this Gemara. This is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. That Kol HaBrachas Kulam, Aval Pishi Yotza, Meitzi, you could be Meitzi someone else. Why? So Rashi says, because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh. So even though I was Yitzhak, but since he wasn't Yitzhak, so I'm responsible for him, and therefore I could be Meitzi him the Bracha. That's the din. Kol HaBrachas Kulam, Yotza Meitzi. That's the deal. The Maisi is, there's Yadua, I want to just talk a hamshach to this. It's Yadua, that there's a famous machlekes between Reb Kiva Eiger and the Dagul Murva, the Tzlach, the native Yehuda, Benigeh, the din of Noshim. Let's just talk through it a minute. The Gemara says in Brachas, the Gemara declares if there's a chiyuv of birchas hamazon on noshim, a woman a mechuyev in birchas hamazon min atayr. That's a shaila in Gemara. Why is the tzadim of the shaila? The Gemara doesn't really say, but Teisa says because they're not in the bris b'teira. Bekitzur, there's a suffix in Gemara whether or not, because the din is like birchas hamazon. If you didn't say bris b'teira, you weren't yetzah. And noshim are dachnat bebris v'teira. So the question is, are noshim mechuyev and birch samozim in ateira? Or because maybe it's ala ores ashenasat alonu, and they don't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Kitzur, there's a shaila in Gemara whether noshim are mechuyev and birch samozim in ateira. The Gemara says, l'may nafkimina. Nafkimina is, if they're chayev and birch samozim in ateira, they could be meitzi men. And if they're not chayv and birchas hamazon min hateira, they can't be meitzi men. That's what it says in the Gemara. Fregn, the Rishenim, ask a question. There's a Gemara. This is a Gemara in Brachas Daf Chof. Then there's a Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem Zayin, Where over there, the Gemara discusses one person being made to the other person, Birchas HaMazon. And the Gemara says, as long as you ate a kezias, you can be made to the other person with Birchas HaMazon. So the question is, the chi of Birchas HaMazon in Atera is only if you ate kedei sviya. A kezias is only chayv midrabanan. In the Gemara over here, we seem to say that if the women are only chayv midrabanan, they cannot be moitzi men. So how is it that someone that only ate a kezias, which is only chayv and Birchas HaMazon midrabanan, could be moitzi another person that's chayv and Birchas HaMazon in Atera? That's the kasha that the Rishonim ask. Huh? But the Gemara doesn't say that the other person has to eat a kezias. You could be moitzi someone even if he ate kedei sviya. That's how the Rishonim understand. That if someone, even if a person ate kedei sviya, and you only ate a kezias, you could be moitzi the other person that ate kedei sviya. So the question is, if you're telling me someone that's only mechuyav midrabbanan could not be moitzi someone that's mechuyav midraisa, so how could someone, just like a woman that's only mechuyav midrabbanan, cannot be moitzi a man that's mechuyav in the raisa? So how could a man that only ate a kezias be meitzi another man that ate kedei sviya?
Because men are in the pasha of Birchas HaMazon, whereas women, Afshekan Zayin, we say it's just with Rabbanu and Neve in the pasha.
Oh, good, very good, good. You're right, but good.
Wait.
Huh?
Wait.
Don't help me with the drasha. Yeah? No. Huh? No problem. So the Maisa Zay, the Rosh says that you can't compare, because Bishleim, a man, even though he only ate kedei kezayis, but mitzad arvus, he could be moitzi of another man that ate kedei svi. He's not mitzad arvus, he could be moitzi. He's not mechuyev, but mitzad arvus, he could be moitzi. So no problem. Masha'inkin, women, which the Rosh says, she'enom bechlal arvus, she'enom bechlal arvus, women that are not bechlal arvus, so they could not be moitzi a man, the yidei chivosam, unless they're mechuyiv in this menatera. In other words, if they're mechuyiv in atera and they ate, in other words, it comes out from, that's what the Rosh says, women that are not bechlal arvus could not be moitzi the men. A man, if they're only mechuyiv midrabbanan, they can't be moitzi a man that's mechuyiv midraisa. That's what it says in the Rosh. That's the Lashon HaRosh. Women that are not bechlal arvus. Just, we'll get to what you're saying in a minute. It says, the Lashon HaRosh is women are not bechlal arvus. That's the Lashon HaRosh. The Lashon HaRosh is that women are not bechlal arvus. So the Maase is the Neidim Yehuda understood kipshutei. That the Rosh says women are not bechlal arvus. Some reason or another, even though there's a din arvus, that people are responsible for each other, but women have no responsibility for other people. Women aren't responsible. They're not bechlal arvus. So memelo, if that's the case, klar the dogel merivava in simereja in alef in shulchan aruch. The lechura, he has a shaila. Women aren't bechlal arvus. Does that mean women aren't responsible for men? Or maybe also men aren't responsible for women. Maybe it works both ways. That there's no arvus to women, period. Not from women. He understood for sure that the Rosh means that women have no arvus for men, period. There's no din of arvus by women to men. So memele, he says, so maybe there's also no arvus from men to women. So memele, he clears, what happens? A man comes home from shul on Friday night and he davened already. So he davened in shul, so he was yaitz in kiddush minatir. His wife didn't daven, so then his wife is mechuyev in kiddush minatir, because a woman is doch mechuyev in kiddush minatir, kol she yeshne b'shomer, yeshne b'zocher. So women are mechuyev in kiddush. So now the husband is going to go make kiddush by the table, and he's going to be made to his wife. How could he be made to his wife? L'chure, since he was yaitzah already. So l'chure, the only way he could be made to his wife, even though he was yaitzah, is only mitzad the din arvus. But if we're going to assume that there's no din arvus from men to women as well, So l'chura, there's no arvus. That's the clear of the Dagal Mervava. He remains like with a tzarech yun. He's not sure. In the Dagal Mervava's mind, there was definitely a rush that said that women are not bechlal arvus. That's from women to men. But now he's clearing, what about men to women? And so he's clearing. That's in Dabel Mervov, in Tzlach and Davchov. He names on Bepshitas. There's no Arvas this way and that way. There's no Arvas. There's no Arvas from men to women and women to men. Azay Zogt, the Tzlach. But what's the Tzlach? But what's the Tzlach? Derech Agav, an interesting piece of information, that there's a Erechaim here in our Parsha, that the Erechaim asks, my Sazay, in the Pasig, we learn at Arvas here. If we're learning at Arvas, not a Gemara really, we learn at Arvas from these Psukim. But if you learn out Arvus from this psukim, in the psukim it says Tapchem Nisheichem Veger Hashem B'Sharecha. So the pasuk clearly says Nisheichem. So the Chura women are also Bechlal Arvus. There's an Erechaim that asks, why is Tapchem Nisheichem Vegercha, the second pasuk, not part of the first pasuk? The pasuk are Nisheichem Shechteichem Zikneichem Shechteichem Kelis Yisrael Tapchem Lechura. It should be a Hemshech. So the Erechaim says, no, it's not a Hemshech, because in the first part of the Pasuk, they're responsible for each other. Masha'im kin tapchem nesheichem, only the first Pasuk is responsible for the second Pasuk, but the second Pasuk is not responsible for the first Pasuk. So in other words, Hitaka says this word of the tzad of the Dogel Mervova, that says on the Reverta, we're going to name on that there's no arvus from women to men, and on the other hand, but there is arvus from men to women. As they state in the Erechaim. But I'll call upon him, the Dovel Mervov declares about it. That's Babus Tamais. Comes Rabbi Kiveger, he's there in Shulchan Aruch, and he tines that there's no such a rush. You're telling me there's a rush that says there's no arvus by women, and now you're going ahead and building if there's only no arvus by women to men, or maybe there's also no arvus from men to women. There's no such a rush. I was shot in the rush. The Rosh says, there's no Arvus. The pasuk of Lashon the Rosh is, there's no Arvus. So he says, the Pshat in the Rosh means, like you're saying, that Pshat is a mitzvah, that women, that someone is not mechuyev, there's no Arvus. In other words, if a man is definitely mechuyev in Birchas Hamazon, if he eats Kedei Sviya. So therefore, even if he doesn't eat Kedei Sviya, so mitzad arvus, he's chayiv to help the other person to make birch samozim. And therefore, even if he only had a kezayis, so the chure, he's not mechuyim in birch samozim in atera, but mitzad arvus, he can be mitzi, the other person that ate kedei sviya. Masha'ikim women, according to the tzad, that they're not mechuyim in birch samozim, they're not mechuyim in birch samozim, so mele is b'chal no chiyuv, they have no shaykhs to the chiyuv din b'birchas hamazon. If they have no shaykhs to the b'birchas hamazon, so therefore legabi b'birchas hamazon, there's no arvus. That's what you're saying. This is what Rabbi Kiveger says. Rabbi Kiveger says, but he argues with the Tzlach. No, the Tzlach didn't understand this. The Tzlach obviously understood that there's no such a din that I have to be mechuyev in this mitzvah in order to have arvus. Loshna gemar is kol ha-mechuyev b'dover aval pishi yotza meitzi. That's L'chura Lashna Gemara, so it sounds very much like Rabbi Kiveger. You have to be Mechuyev in this Dover in order to be Moitzi. But Vaistu is the Tzlach understood that Kol HaMechuyev B'Dover doesn't mean I have to be Mechuyev in this Dover. No, I have to not be a Chereshet V'Kotten. A Chereshet V'Kotten can't be Moitzi because he's not Bechlal HaMechuyev. But a person that's a Bar Chiyuva, Bechlal is a Bar Chiyuva, see, even though this particular mitzvah he doesn't have, but nevertheless, he has a responsibility that the other Yidden should be mekayim all the mitzvahs that they do have. So therefore, there's arvus even on the mitzvahs that he doesn't have. Masha'in came, that's what the Nedim Yehuda understood. And therefore, if you're telling me women ain't a bechlal arvus, the only possible explanation could be that kipshutei, women don't have the din of arvus. But Rabbi Kiveger obviously understood differently. He understood, no. That the gather of arvus doesn't mean that since I'm responsible, you should do all the mitzvahs. If I'm responsible in this mitzvah, I also have a responsibility for this mitzvah for you. It's keilu, how does arvus work? Is the pshat is that there's a general din, I'm an arif for you. I have to make sure that you do all your mitzvahs. In other words, person to person, not mitzvah to mitzvah. It's person to person. I'm a yid, you're a yid. I have to see to it that you should do all your mitzvahs, that you're mechuyev. Since I'm a yid, that's mechuyev b'mitzvahs. So I'm obviously mechuyev also to see that you should do all the mitzvahs that you are responsible. Whether I have particularly that responsibility is irrelevant, according to the Dogel, the Nedim Yehuda. Masha'enke, Rabbi Kivego holds not like that. Rabbi Kivego holds, it's not pshat, I have a chiyuv to see to it that you should do all your mitzvahs. If I have a chiyuv of Birchas Hamazon, Bechlolus, there's a chiyuv of Birchas Hamazon, so I also have a chiyuv that when you have a chiyuv of Birchas Hamazon, you should do Birchas Hamazon. But if I'm a chatchila, don't have a chiyuv of Birchas Hamazon, so memela, so there can't be an extension of arvus on Birchas Hamazon if I don't have a chiyuv of Birchas Hamazon. That seems to be the machlekes between Rabbi Kiva Eiger and the Neid Yehuda in the gather of arvus. Is the gather of arvus pshat is it's a gather in the mitzvah that I'm mechuyev. In other words, the mitzvah that I'm mechuyev, I have to see to do it, and not only have to see to do it, but I have to make sure that someone else does it as well. Or the gather of arvus is not a gather in the mitzvah; it's a gather in the person. The person has to see to it that the other person, it's a responsibility from person to person, not it's a responsibility in the mitzvah. A person has to see to it that the other person should be mekayim, all his mitzvahs. So I'm a responsible person, I have to do all my mitzvahs, and you have to see to it that you should do all your mitzvahs. So why shouldn't the woman be responsible that the man should bench? The only possible explanation could be is because she's not bechalal arvus bechalal. But if she would be bechalal arvus, even though lepel, she can't bench, she has no chiv to bench, but she would have arvus for the man to bench. That's the machlekes, Rabbi Kiva Eiger and Neid Yehuda. You have to understand the sheirish of machlekes. But it's the machlekes in the havan of the din arvus.
One woman to another. One woman to another.
Same thing. In other words, as far as one woman to another, yeah. So it would be the same issue. In other words, as far as the Neid Yehuda is concerned, there's a rush that says that there's no arvus for women. Women aren't bechalal arvus. Not that are not arvus for men. They're not arvus bechalal. Yeah. According to the Neid Yehuda, according to the Kivega, no, there is an arvus. He holds that women aren't bechla arvus. That level of responsibility that they give on arvus wasn't given to women. We won't go any further on that issue.
That, huh? But it's a parah. You're talking to see there is arvus.
Why? So why is the bris arvus? So why is it arvus? No, what, who says to be mal you have to be have at arv on the male is being mal the child that's arvus?
Was that a proper
bris then?
She was saving Moshe's life.
Any of them. The mice says it. Let me get up his Leviathan in dominion. I left out an important piece that I wanted to say, so I'll backtrack. In other words, we mentioned two in Yonim. We mentioned a word of the Alter Rebbe, Benigei Atem Nitzavim, and we mentioned a word of the Baal Shem Tov, Benigei Atem Nitzavim. That both of them is Negea to the Achdus Yisroel. To say, through Achdus Yisroel, you could be Mamlech the Eibishter, and through Achdus Yisroel, you could also, is a keli to be mekabel the bracha of atem nitzavim hayeim, nitzavim ve'endim. The pashtip shat in the pasuk, as we're learning now, is connected to arvus. What's the connection between the pshatim, the pnimizdik pshatim of the Baal Shem Tov and of the Alter Rebbe to the pirush ha-pashut? Is the pashtus ha-inyan is, what does it mean arvus? An orif. You go on orif. You're looking for a loan. You're looking for a loan. So you want to go alone. You go someone, you want to lend, they should lend you a chvesa, I don't know, whatever it is. He wants to lend you some money. So the person tells you, the gemach tells you, the person tells you, listen, I'll lend you money, but you have to bring me an orif. No, I'll go bring an orif. Who am I going to bring? I'm going to bring someone that's poorer than me. In other words, a psa'ar a man, outside my orif. So obviously the person is going to say, arvach arvatzorch. I mean, what do you mean? You're bringing me up an other man to be an other? I need to have someone that's more stable, more financially stable than you are, and then he could be an other. So that's pasuk. You're saying arvus. You don't know arif one for the other. So if you speak about the bigger people, arif for the smaller people, the gedolim are raven for the ketanim. I understand. It's a very simple thing. He's an arif. But if you're talking about kol yisrael areven zebazel al pi alocha, it means that the kotni should be ketanim, the very smallest yid. Could be might say the God was a big deal. So the chura, what kind of arvus is this? What kind of, you're saying you're not responsible for each other. The Eibishter took arvus. What's the arvus? What's the arvus over here? So the pshat is the arvus comes from the kulchem. There's the whole idea that one person is responsible for the other, and therefore, one person can make a bracha for the other because he's responsible for him, is taka neveya, comes as a result of the fact that it's kulchem. In other words, the pshat of atem nitzav mayim kulchem means that through the fact that yachad shifti Yisrael, yidn are able to be mamlech the Eibishter as a melech. The fact that kulchem yidn become a keli for the bracha, the Baal Shem Tov says that yidn atem nitzav mayim kulchem. That kulchem, that matzav of kulchem, that matzav of kulchem is what enables that there should be a din arvus. The din arvus is a titzor from the din of kulchem. Nor is yidn became kulchem. And once yidn became kulchem, they became arevim zebazeh. There's a pnimis dikatach, arevim zebazeh, they're mixed up one with the other. Kol Yisrael arevim zebazeh, they're mixed up one with the other. And therefore, once they're mixed up one with the other, so then they become responsible one for the other. In this madreg of being mixed up one with the other, there's a lashon al Rebbe says, l'kutateira, that they become yachad, yachad, and then he says, liyis la'achodim ke'echod. It's lashon al Rebbe. La'achodim ke'echod. So in the Achdus Gufa, there's different madregas. There's one madrega of yachad, and there's another madrega of la'achodim, and there's a madrega of ke'echod. I don't know if we'll have time to talk about this. But it could be that the different shittas in the Hilchis Arvus is Negeya in the Madrega of the Hisakdus of Yidden. Since we're saying that the Arvus comes as a result of the Ichud of Yidden, so depending on the Madrega of the Akdus of Yidden, that will in turn have an effect. What kind of halacha there is a din in Arvus? So in Mele, beside the Madrega of Lachodim, which is not such a Tifra Madrega, so then it's one Madrega of Akdus. And then the Mitzad, the Madrega of Ke'achodim, Ke'echod, so it's a Tifra Madrega in Achdus. Bechlolus, La'achodim, it means that one of them, they're all united in the sense that all of them need each other. We're all dependent on each other. We're all dependent on each other. Everyone feels that every Yid is dependent on all the other Yidin. There's no Metzias of a Yid that doesn't need every other Yid. There's no Yid that's extra. And there's no Yid that doesn't need everybody else. Everybody else will add something to you. Again, you think to yourself, I live in my life, I'm doing my thing. This person is a Yid, there's no shaykhs to me. The idea of lachodim, the hair of lachodim is that a person their hair is that every single Yid that there is negeya to you, helps you. You need him. He needs you and you need him. That's one madrega of lachodim. But sof kol sof, even though I need him and he needs me, but nevertheless we're two separate entities. I need him and he needs me, but I'm me and he's him, and we're two separate people. But I realize and I understand that I need him and he needs me, so we're one. We're united. But on the other hand, we're united in the sense that we need each other. But on the other hand, be'etzem, we're two separate entities. Then there's a tifere unity. There's a tifere unity that not only I need him and he needs me. That be'etzem, we are only extensions of one. Snapshot, there's a me and there's a him. And I need him and he needs me. And therefore, we're united. There's a much tifere unity. Much as you'll say, the parts of one body, the limbs of a body. So pshat is, avada, each limb needs the other limb. The head needs the feet, and the feet need the head. Everybody needs each other. Every part of the body needs each other. But is that the only level of the unity of a body? The emissary unity of a body is that there's no hand. Lekilo, I live my life on my hand. My hand is its own thing. But the hand knows that he needs my foot. And my foot needs living his own world. And the only thing is, he knows he needs my hand. My hand and my foot are so part of me, of one body, that we don't identify ourselves as a separate entity. Ke'ilu, I'm a foot, I'm a leg, and you're a hand, and I need you, and you need me, and we'll send each other letters. Pshat, we identify each other as one. We identify as being a body. We don't identify as a leg, as a hand. We identify ourselves as being part of a body. So that's the uftu of the ke'echod legabi de lachodim. And the Alter Rebbe says yachat, and then he says lachodim, and then he says ke'echod. There's three madregas in achdus. There's a madrega of achdus of yachat, where we become united and we have one goal. That's also a big madrega. Marshall, the fact that we become united and have one goal is also a very big madrega. Marshall, people come together and they all have a goal. What's the goal? They want to make money. So they make some type of a get together and they want to make money. So are they really together? They're not really together, because everybody wants to make money for himself. No, we figured that we'll make money for ourselves through being together. But that's when we're not together. The amasinian of yachad is that we have one goal. We're interested in one matar. Lahagdul shem shamayim. That's a yachad. That's a inyan of yachad. Yachad shifti Yisrael. They're all together. That each one, they all have one goal. But then there's a tifer inyan of lachodim, where we feel dependent on each other. And then there's a nachat tifer inyan in keachot, where we look at ourselves, we identify ourselves as being part of one body, which is Klal Yisrael. We don't identify ourselves, each one as Reb Yisrael and this Reb Yisrael. We identify ourselves as being an extension of Klal Yisrael. That's a tifere ke'echod and lachodim. And Memele, since we're saying that the oneness of Yidden is ultimately what causes the din of Arvus, so Memele, depending on what the level of the oneness is, that would maybe think what's the level of the din of Arvus. Anyway, that was something I missed out. I'll call upon going back to this Machlekes Reb Akiva Eiger and the Neidbi Huda. So he has Reb Akiva Eiger has a raya. He has a raya. What's his raya? The din is that a cheresh shemedaber ve'enish shemeya. Someone that's medaber ve'enish shemeya can't be moitzi the rabbi. If he's medaber, since you have to hear what you're saying, so Mela, when he's medaber ve'enish shemeya, he's doch can't be yoitza. He himself is not yoitza because he's enish shemeya. If you're not mashmiya lo'oznav, you're not yoitza. So a medaber ve'enish shemeya is not yoitza. If he's not yoitza, he can't be moitzi. He can't be moitzi. So Kiveg is asking why? Why can't he be moitzi? Lechura, he's a bar das. And he's reading the Megillah, Lama Zog, he's reading the Megillah, but he can't hear it. So Kveiga Tain is the reason why he can't be Moitzi. In other words, he wants to bring out this Yisod, that if you're not Mechuyiv in something, there's no Din Arvis on that thing that you're not Mechuyiv. So he Tain is, if I can't hear, so I'm not Mechuyiv to hear the Megillah. If I'm not Mechuyiv to hear the Megillah, so Memela, I can't be Moitzi, because there's no Arvis. There's no Arvis. In other words, I'm not going to be yoitza. So Elamai, why should I be able to be yoitza you? Only mitzad arvus. But since I can't hear, so therefore I'm not mechuyev to hear. If I'm not mechuyev to hear, so memeila, there's no arvus. So the kivegas is maintaining this yisod that when you're not mechuyev on a certain thing, there's no arvus on that thing. There's an interesting Rebbe Kivega, another Rebbe Kivega, which in the same idea. There's a din of Shulchan Aruch. B'chlal, Motzei Shabbos, we say a beinim in a psalm and we smell psalm. What happens if a person doesn't have a chush areich? Doesn't have a chush areich, he can't smell. So the din is that he doesn't make a beinim in a psalm. Obviously, how can he make a beinim in a psalm? What happens if there are people that are hearing your avdol that do have a chush areich? So in Shulchan Aruch it says that I could make a beinim in a psalm to be made see the people that are going to be smelled up some, even though I myself am not going to smell up some, but nevertheless I'll be made see them, they'll be smelled up some. Mitzad Arvus. Question Arvus, I mean, there's a whole issue that Lechur, how's past Arvus? That's what says the Mechav. There's an issue, how's Ba'avad, the Psalm Mitzvah, it goes into a gather a mitzvah, Lechur, the Bracha, Beinim in the Psalm is Birchas Hananen, not Birchas HaMitzvahs. And Birchas HaMananen, there's no din Arvus, there's an issue about it. Because that's an issue. And that Rabbi Kiva Eiger asks, which is Lishitasei, says he doesn't understand Bechlal. He says, what's past Arvus? Since I can't smell Psamim, so I don't have obviously the obligation to smell Psam Motzi Shabbos. So if I don't have the obligation to smell the Psam Motzi Shabbos, so obviously it's not Shachas Arvus. So Rabbi Kiva Eiger is maintaining another Nekuda, that when a person is in a predicament, that he can't be yoitza something, So it's like this is our next step in Rabbi Kiva Eger. The first thing you saw the Rabbi Kiva Eger was that if you're not mechuyev in something, you can't be moitzi someone else. Now he's saying another word. That if you're in a situation where you can't be mekayim a certain mitzvah, so since you can't be mekayim that mitzvah, so you're not mechuyev in that mitzvah. And if since you're not mechuyev in that mitzvah, so again you can't be mitzvah someone else. And therefore that's the havon of the din of a cheresh, which is medab reveni shemeya, can't blow shefer, he can't lay mikra megillah, because he's not bechlal arvus. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger says. Some people argue with Rabbi Kiva Eger, and they taina. There's Avni Nezer, there's Rabbi Chonin, Kevus Aris. They taina, that's not the pshat. The reason why a cheresh, medabre veine shemeya, can't be moitzi, is not because he's not a mechuyev bedavar. He is a mechuyev bedavar. Because there's a din, you can't be yoitza, a shmiya of something, unless the shmiya was a shmiya that was a mitzvah for the person that made it. It's a new din. You can't be yoitza, I'm not saying it good. You can't be yoitza, a mitzvah of a shmiya. You have to be yoitza, the medaber's. No, it's not pshat, it's my shmiya is yoitza. By me hearing what he's saying, I'm being yoitza with his saying. I'm not being yoitza with hearing. Bamz Dalter Rebbe writes that in Shulchan Aruch also. The gather of Shmiya Kaina doesn't mean I heard it. And since I heard it, so I was yoitza. Since I heard it, so his saying was like I said it. His saying was like saying it. And since he wasn't mashmiya lo oznof, so his saying wasn't a good saying for him. And since it wasn't a good saying for him, so I can't be yoitza his saying, which was not a good saying for him, and that's why I'm not yoitza. It's not the pshat I'm not yoitza because the cheresh, which is medaber in the shemeh, is not a mechuyev bedaber. Nay, the tzlach maintains that as long as you're bechlala bar chiyuvah, there's arvus on everything. Even on things that you're not mechuyev. Befrad that over here you're takiya mechuyev. Why are you mechuyev? Because you can't hear, but doesn't mean you're not mechuyev. There's kamarayas, the things that you can't do, but you're still mechuyev. A person that doesn't, whatever, the certain din of you, that you can't do, but you're mechuyev. You're mechuyev, you can't do it. So why can't I be yoitza? I can't be yoitza because I can't carry over my dibur, which my dibur didn't affect of being yoitza on my part, to also be moitza for him. The raya, they bring up a sashtarka raya. I think he brings, the Kevsaris brings from his shver, Rav Meir Atlas, that he said that Lamars, there's a din, Gemara is mavur, and Gemara Megillah, and Sugyas HaGemara is mavur, that Lamarshal is a mandoma that holds that if Lehi Shmiya La'oznov, b'di'evad yo yoitza. Someone that was Lehi Shmiya La'oznov, b'di'evad yo yoitza. So lechura, a person that's a medaber veinu shemea. So the pale he'll be yitza, b'diavad he'll be yitza. Could you be yitza from him? Is there a problem being yitza from him? So in Gemara is mavur that lechatchila you shouldn't be yitza from a medaber veinu shemea. Lechatchila you shouldn't be yitza from a medaber veinu shemea. So the question is why not? According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, the only problem of a medaber veinu shemea is because he's not a mechuyev b'davar. This, if you hold that Leish Shmiya La'oznov b'di'evad yoyitza, see, obviously is a mechuyev b'davar. LMI, the problem is that he didn't hear, but I heard. So I heard from someone that's a mechuyev b'davar, and I heard, so what's the problem? So, and L'Pel, Gemara is mavur, that L'chatchili shouldn't hear from a medaber ve'ine shemea, just like a Leish Shmiya La'oznov b'di'evad not yoyitza. So the answer is, what's pshat? But according to the pshat, it's very good. The Avnez also says this. Because the pshat is, I'm not being yoitza by my hearing. By my hearing, I'm being yoitza his saying. And since his saying was a saying that was only a b'di'evad yoitza, why? Because le'ishmiel lo'ozim is only b'di'evad yoitza, is by my hearing. In Santam Ais, I'm hearing what he's saying. But he didn't hear what he said. He didn't hear what he said. So memeila legabi him, it was only a b'di'evad yoitza. By me, I heard it. So Mimela, I'm only Yaitza b'diyevet. So Mimela, Chatzil, don't hear from a medaber vein shemeya, because you'll be killed b'pchilus vein shemeya. Now, if Kamina lepel between Rabbi Kiva Eger and them, what'll be if a person will put stuffing into his ear? He'll stuff his ears. He'll stuff his ears, and he won't hear it. He won't hear it. So the question is he Yaitza? So according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, the reason why a medaber vein shemeya is not Yaitza is because the medaber vein shemeya is not a mechuyev bedaber. Mashainkin, if I put stuffing in my ear, so obviously I'm a mechuyev bedaber. If I'm a mechuyev bedaber, so why shouldn't I be Yaitza? Why shouldn't the other person be Yaitza? Mashainkin, according to the beer that the Avni Nezer, he says in Mefurish, so over here, the reason is not because I wasn't a mechuyev bedaber. I am a mechuyev bedaber. The problem is only because I didn't hear Bepeil, and since I didn't hear Bepeil, so my Amira wasn't a good Amira. In other words, it's not like a problem in my hearing. The problem is my Amira has to be as Amira was Ma'art, was Icher. And if my Amira was an Amira that I didn't hear Bepeil, so Memele, so I'm not Yetzer. There's also this Kama Vekama other Rayas. This Kama Vekama other Rayas. I just, Marshal, Atikel Techaber. Zamaisak tekel techaber a mishnah. Then it depends if you heard the kel avara or you heard the kel shefer. What will be in a tzir where a person was tekeah? He's standing outside the bear, and he's tekeah with a langer shefer, and the shefer is betechaber. And there's people that are betechaber that heard the kel shefer, and he's outside the bear and he only heard the kel avara. So there's some people that want to be medayif from the Rambam, that the Rambam, when he says his din, agam, the Lashna Mishnah is akrikeh litechaber, litechadus, which they want to be, with the primogodim is medayif, that litechaber, litechadus means, even though you're standing outside the bear, from desveg, there could be yetzer, but lepeil, in Lashna Rambam is taka, when he says this din, he says akrikeh bitechaber. So the question is, who put the tekeh into the bear? Why did the Rambam have to put the tekeh into the bear? In Gemara, in the Mishnah, it says atikeh litechaber. So the answer is in this shaila. In other words, if you could be meitzer without being yetzer. Sinege no chazak. Just sinege one more thing that says this machlekes is Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Dogum Mervav is nege to another shaila. This is Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Dogum Mervav maintains that there's no arvus lenoshim. But the Dogum Mervav says that even though there's no arvus lenoshim, but what happens if a person is together in a room and there are men and women? Men and women. So the men, you were Yoitzer already. The men weren't Yoitzer. You're doing it for the men. While the men are there, the women are also there. So even though there's no Arvus Lenoshim, says the Tzlach, Davchav, in Brachis, but since the women are there, since the men are there, so I'm Mechuyiv. So I become kilo I wasn't Yetzer. Ad kedei kach. I become kilo I wasn't Yetzer. This is another machlekes between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Dogel Mervava, and could be it's Lashitose, but you don't have to. I'm going to go to the next one.